Otawa College Year 13 student Jess Jenkins is the winner of this year's Race Unity Speech Awards. Her speech also won her the Baha'i Community Award for Insights. Let's have a listen to a bit of her speech.
E tū ki te kei o te waka, ka pākehā koe e ngāngaro o te wā. Stand at the stern of the canoe and feel the spray of the future biting at your face. These leaders of the past stood on their vessels to face the future. We too must feel the hope and unity that so drove their mission. I am not yet complete. Physically, I stand as a whole, but I am not equal. In the future, I dream that we will be equal, truly equal. And in a day and age that relies on its youth, as rangatahi we must pursue that highest mountain, the tip of that peak. For one day, I believe we will truly be complete.
Well, one of the judges, Huti Watson, said that in her speech, Jess addresses the gap between our naive self-image as a unified society and the true unity that we should be striving for. Jess Jenkins joins me now. Kia ora, Jess.
Kia ora, Jessie. So nice to be on the show today.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. Congratulations. You must have been over the moon to win the award.
Thanks. Yeah, winning the award was a massive honour, and I was so glad to be involved in such an awesome opportunity.
Why did you decide to take part?
So I think I decided to take part because this is such an important kaupapa that needs to be addressed on a larger stage than just, you know, talking over the phone like I am to you right now. I think it's just awesome that rangatahi get the chance to address these issues through competitions such as the Race Unity Speech Awards. And so I think that's probably why I entered it, and also to obviously share my views on this.
Did you already know what you wanted to say, or did you have to sit down with a pen and paper and think, how do I feel about this topic?
Right. So, yeah, it is obviously quite a heavy topic to shed light on the disunity and division that so plagues our past. However, it was something that was within me, I think, because, you know, in my speech, I really do focus on the conflict that I have within myself, being Māori and being Pākehā, and the conflict that kind of exists within my past. And, that was kind of where I was writing from, and it wasn't something that I needed to sit down and, you know, meticulously plan out with a pen and paper, because it's something that I've always kind of been conflicted by in myself. And so it was quite easy once I had the thought process going just to get my ideas down and write the speech, I suppose.
Where did you perform the speech?
So the speech awards this year were performed via Zoom. COVID-19 has seen us find very innovative and clever ways to do things. And so, it was absolutely incredible that the organisers were able to initiate that, really, on Zoom, online. And so I performed it actually from my living room.
Great.
Obviously to an online audience.
Did you get nervous?
You know what? I actually really enjoy speaking and public speaking and sharing my views on things like this. And so it's not really nerves as such. It was more the excitement of being able to share my whakaaro on this kaupapa, because it's so important that those are shared. And also it being online didn't really make much difference in terms of preparation, because you still had to obviously prepare a speech and memorise a speech and then deliver it. So if anything, you kind of had to be more convincing, because you had to be quite creative in the way in which you delivered it, because you don't have a whole stage to use at your expense.
Did you win anything in particular, Jess?
Did I win anything in particular?
Yeah, like, was there a prize?
Oh, so the Race Unity Speech Awards is so generously sponsored by many different organisations, but I was lucky enough to receive the National Champions Award, and so that's actually $1,000 for me and then $1,000 for my school, and that's sponsored by the New Zealand Police, who are the principal sponsors. And then I also won the Baha'i Community Award for Insight, and that was $500. So yeah, there was a monetary prize associated with the awards I received.
Great. And do you know what you want to achieve with your life yet? Do you have ambitions? Okay, if you don't.
Honestly, I feel like that's the question everybody's asking me these days. You know, yes,
well, it's because we can spot you as a leader, and so we're all fascinated. We want to live vicariously through you. That's the problem.
Oh no. So actually, I have one kind of main ambition at the moment. Well, I have many ambitions. I have ambitions musically. I play the violin and I sing in a group with my sisters. But I also have an ambition to kind of bring justice to my family and restore the taonga of Māori language to the generations that follow me. And so at the moment, I'm currently taking Māori at school. It's something I'm very passionate about. And I feel that until I can actually kōrero Māori, until I can speak Māori, until I'm fluent, I won't quite be as connected as I can be. And because I feel that kōrero Māori is actually the essence of te ao Māori. So to speak Māori is the essence of the Māori world. And so if I achieve this goal, which is, I know, quite elusive because, I mean, learning a language is so difficult, especially in these times and everything. But in Aotearoa, we have the resources to do so. And so I should hopefully be able to achieve this goal at some point.
Your family must have been very proud of you.
Oh, yeah. I think my family's proud of everything we do. I have five younger siblings, and so it's a busy household. And so, my family's got plenty to be proud of, I think.
Hey, good for you. Thanks for sharing some time with us today. Congratulations on your win in the Race Unity Speech Awards, Jess Jenkins, Tawa College.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, thanks.